Welcome to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. Now, be prepared to be blessed as we hear a special word from Pastor Blakes.
Number two, what's the person's psychological position? Sometimes you see people behave a certain way before you dig deep enough to find out where they're coming from. You know, how many of you all have had people that behaved in a certain way that maybe rubbed you the wrong way, and then when you understood their background, you understood their behavior? That's why it's dangerous, listen to this, that's why it's dangerous to come to church or to your job and judge people based on how they behave. Because unless you're God and you know all of the background of the individual, you don't qualify to judge them. Because sometimes people are just giving you all they have. It's not the rejection of you. Sometimes people are just giving you all they have. Some of y'all got parents who may not have been the greatest parent. Maybe they didn't hug you and love you. Maybe they didn't go to school to your recitals or to your football games and all of that. But have you asked your dad about his history? How he never met his old man, and how his mama had man after man, and everyone came in there, beat him up, called him out his name, kicked him around, never provided. And sometimes what you're viewing as total rejection of you is really the best he got to give. Third question you need to ask yourself, what's God's plan in this process? God never allows people to reject you without having a greater plan in it. Some of y'all have lived long enough to testify. Every time God closed the door, it led you to a greater door. Some of y'all thought you were gonna lose your mind when so-and-so walked out on you, and now you got somebody sitting next to you this morning and made you forget about so-and-so, you don't even remember his name. You so glad so-and-so walked out, you want to send him a Christmas card. Now, how do we get a... I got 9 minutes. How do we get a positive perspective on, is this helping y'all? How do we get a positive perspective on rejection? See, I was saying to one of my daughters yesterday, she was talking about, well, you know, Pastor, I come to church and people look at me like this and they look at me like that, and I be doing spiritual warfare. But there ain't no spiritual warfare, so you got imaginations going on. I said, what you think about me? I got to stand and I got to look in everybody's face. And if I'm sitting up here analyzing y'all's face, some of y'all might have pain in your neck and you sitting there frowning. And I take that and, well, y'all, she don't like me. Look how she looking at me. You got to learn how to work with your own mind. Because your mind will have you at odds with everybody. People that love you. So how do you keep a positive perspective on rejection? Go to Luke chapter 6, 22 and 23, because you're going to have situations where you genuinely are not going to be accepted. I've had situations where I genuinely was not accepted into certain circles. And, you know, later, as time went on, and maybe they discovered who I was, if they thought that was something to be significant, then they embraced me. And I was mature enough not to hold their past actions against them. I was able to embrace them. Of course, I know who they are, but I'm still able to embrace them and love them. But you're going to have situations in life where you're not going to be accepted. You're going to be rejected. You know, Well, one thing that just really struck me early days of traveling back and forth between New Orleans and Houston, in New Orleans, maybe I should say this on camera, but in New Orleans, I go to the airport a lot, so sometimes I don't have my wife with me, so I'm disorganized a lot of times. So sometimes I go there, I don't have no license or nothing. In New Orleans, that's Rev, let him on through. Now, I know that's illegal, you know. You know, I know that. I definitely know that's illegal, you know, but in New Orleans, I get on through. Oh, Lord, I'm losing all my microphone. In New Orleans, I get on through, you know. But when I get to Houston, they want me to take all my clothes off. I'm almost afraid they're going to do a cavity search, you know. I'm like, well, you know, how in the world? I'm just a couple hundred miles away from one place where people just, you know, let me on through, and now I'm out here and y'all, you know. And because I'm spoiled, I'm viewing it as rejection, and people don't know me. Y'all don't know who I am. We sure don't. Get over there. We gonna know you after we fingerprint you, though. But you got it. My point is, you got to have a psychological process where you can stay positive in this world, because you're not gonna always be in a situation where everybody's gonna receive you. And look what the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verses 22-23. He says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their..." Now, Jesus said, you're blessed. Somebody sitting up in this, they saying, well, I'm sure enough blessed, and I'm really blessed. But they sure hating on me. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. So those of y'all that sitting up in there, they feel like you rejected, the Bible says you should leap for joy. "For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." Number one, some things that I go through as it relates to keeping a positive perspective on rejection. Number one, rejection is often God's means. Listen to this. This is what I've learned in my life. Rejection is often God's means of canceling certain influences in your life. Like, let me give you a perspective. Some of you all say, now watch this. I've heard people say this to me. You know, Pastor, my struggle is my no good dad was never there for me. He spent all his time in jail, killing people in the street, selling drugs, running prostitutes, and he wasn't there for me, and I'm angry about that. So I'm saying, okay, so you're angry that you didn't have a murdering, pimping, drug dealing, gang banging, jail living man to influence your life. And I said, now what are you doing now? Well, I'm an accountant. I'm in church. I'm married. I got good credit. I got a good family. And I said, so now you telling me you're angry that a thugging, murdering, gang banging, pimping, street thugging man wasn't there to influence your life? And then they have to take a different... Sometimes y'all have had people, God has allowed people not to accept you to protect you. Their only role was to get you into the earth. They were not designed to influence you or to mess up what God intended to do in you. And when you really think about it, your life is better because some people were not a part of it. The rejection of men, listen to this. This is a statement the Holy Ghost gave me some time ago. The rejection of men is often the protection of God. Touch that neighbor, tell him God was just protecting you, that's all. Another thought to keep at the front of your mind when it comes down to maintaining a positive perspective when you feel like you're being rejected. Isolation is often a divine promotional exercise. Before God brings you up for promotion, he oftentimes isolates you. Have you ever noticed when you go to all the graduations every year? Have you ever noticed they bring one student up at a time? You don't have a group of them coming to receive their diploma one at a time, because promotion always calls for isolation. And sometimes God pulls you out or moves people away from your life. You thought they walked out of your life when God really kicked them out of your life. Because had he not gotten them out of your life, he would not have been able to bring your life to where he intended to bring it. And the only reason you're at the level you're at now is because God moved them out. What happened with Joseph? God isolated him from his brothers. They rejected him, but they didn't understand that in God's greater plan, God was simply isolating Joseph for promotion. And the Bible says in Genesis 50:20, but as for you, Joseph is talking to them, says, y'all thought evil against me, but God meant it on the good. Joseph says, a good thing that I didn't grow up around y'all, because I'd be sitting here broke just like y'all right now. Sitting there begging just like y'all begging. But because God pulled me out from y'all, I'm the man. Come on, touch that neighbor. Tell him you can't win without cheerleaders. Third thing I keep in mind when I'm trying to make certain that I keep a positive perspective when I feel like I'm being rejected. Third thing I keep in mind, nothing will ever isolate me from God.
Hallelujah! Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing will ever isolate me from God. People come and people go. Man, let me tell y'all something. Don't y'all believe all that hype? People just tell me, I'm with you for life. I'm with very few people really with you for life. They with you for life as long as you got A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, when you start needing, I thought I had a whole lot of friends until Katrina hit. And they saw all that water covering over the city of New Orleans. And I found out my phone didn't ring. I just knew I was going to have preachers calling me money. I was going to have some money. They going to bless me. Still ain't heard from them. I'm doing all right. Now they're still scared to call me. But nothing. It don't matter what goes on. See, you got to keep that in mind. It don't make no difference who doesn't receive you. See, y'all spend too much time talking about who hating on you. Stop talking about all that. They hating on me. They hating on me. You spending too much time looking too low. You got to look too low to even notice what haters are doing. You need to be looking to the hills from whence comes your help. It ain't who hating on you, it's who loving you. If God be for you, then who can be? Don't make me jump off this stage, yeah? Nothing gonna ever isolate you from God. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or so? What's going to separate me from God's love? Nothing. So at the end of the day, watch this. If don't nobody else love me, at the end of the day, if nobody else on my side, the whole world hated Joseph, but the king loved him. And when the king loves you, the whole world can hate you. They can't stop your promotion. Did y'all hear what I just said? The whole world hated him. His family hated him. Egypt. Egypt hated him, but the king loved him. Come on, pull on that neighbor's hand and tell him, I think the king loves you, baby. So you can lose that little victim's mentality. You are nobody's victim. You are a victor. And look. Look. When they all hating on you, look your best. Look your best. Look your best. And smile. Don't no one monkey stop no show. You ain't gonna do nothing for God and not have haters. Now, let me give you this really, 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 really quickly, because I'm way over time. This is the final leg of this piece here. Refocusing to conquer rejection. Everybody say, it's in my mind. Fact about it, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Put your hands right down your head. And I want you to say now, Father, I thank you for the revelation of truth. I thank you for giving me an understanding of myself. And right now, I bind the devil that has used this rejection to stagnate my life. I bind his works, and I pull it all up by the root. And I declare out of my own mouth, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ, my mind is free. Let me give you this and I'm through. Refocusing to conquer rejection. Number one, keep playing that music. Stay right there. That'll keep me on pace. Number one, when you've wrestled with the spirit of rejection, and some of you, I don't take it lightly. I don't dismiss the realities of your history. Number one, get a revelation of who you belong to. Because a major part of the insecurity of rejection is that it creates a sense of isolation, that you don't know where you belong. But I'm here today to tell you, today you can leave out of this place knowing who you belong to. You belong to God. Look what the Bible says in Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Put your hand right there. Say, Holy Spirit, give me a sense of who I belong to. Number two, you got to understand your value to God. Because another struggle of victims of rejection is to overcome feelings of worthlessness. You got to know your value to God. In John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You are so valuable to God, he gave his only begotten Son.
Hallelujah.
And thirdly and finally, number one, get a revelation of who you belong to. Number two, understand your value to God. Number three, accept your capacity to succeed. People who struggle with rejection many times begin to miniaturize their potential. And you begin to shrink your capacity to accomplish your goals. But you got to accept in your own mind that with or without, I'm on top and I'm going higher. No man, no woman controls my destiny. I have the power of God working on the inside of me. And Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Standing to your feet. Healing for my soul. Healing for my soul.
Thank you for listening to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. You can write us or send a prayer request to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 571083, Houston, Texas, 77257. Be sure to mention that you heard us on the podcast. You may also call us at 713-991-1302. If you live in the Houston or New Orleans areas, or if you're just visiting, we invite you to come join us at one of our powerful, family-oriented services where we are building a future for you. Our Houston location is 4805 Shermire Street in Houston, Texas. In New Orleans, we're at 13800 Hayne Boulevard in East New Orleans, Louisiana. For service times, directions, or more information about our ministry, call 713-991-1302. In the New Orleans area, call 504-244-6968. Our email is rc@comehometonewhome.org. And be sure to visit our website at www.comehometonewhome.org. Remember, you're on top and you're going higher. God has more in store for you.